Hello, it's Peter here from Proms Interactive, standing at the side of the stage in the Royal College of Music with Philip Pullman, following a talk about the Orpheus myth. Philip, just going to ask, what do you think about the myth being told through music? Can it stand alone, or does it require a text?
Well, the reason we use words to tell stories is that words are terribly good at telling stories. They're the best medium for telling stories. You can tell stories through music, through pictures, through ballet, through mime, and so on. But in almost every case, words do it better. Once you know the myth, once you know the shape of the story, you can follow something like Stravinsky's Orpheus that's been played at the Proms tonight. You can follow an opera in a language that you don't understand because you know roughly what the characters are doing. But words are so good at telling stories, they won't be supplanted for a long time.
And do you have a preferred musical setting of Orpheus?
I like them all. I didn't know this Stravinsky until I started listening to it in preparation for this evening. It's very different, of course. It's very formal, very quiet in a way, very restrained, very classical in that sort of rather cold, marmoreal sense. But it's a fascinating one, and I enjoyed it very much. So I don't have a favourite, no.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to us. Thank you.